Let's go now to Florida, where four counties are under a health emergency today after cases of the Zika virus were detected. Now, the virus can present as a simple rash, but it's also been linked to brain deformities in newborns. There's been one confirmed case of transmission through sex, but the Zika virus is primarily spread through mosquitoes, and health officials believe all of the new cases in Florida are from people who contracted the disease while traveling to affected countries. But they say the state is likely to see some locally acquired Zika cases, given the high amount of international traffic coming in and out of South Florida. Tim Badgett from Here and Now contributor WLRN reports on research in Miami to identify Zika and prevent its spread.
How much DNA?
Micrograms.
So we're well within the...
Mario Stevenson is a virus expert. He heads the Infectious Diseases Division at the University of Miami Medical School. And in his lab right now, one word has taken on special urgency.
Zika.
Zika, the mosquito-borne virus that is spreading throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, and which the World Health Organization this week declared a global emergency. Until recently, scientists like Stevenson had rarely heard of the virus.
4 months ago, I thought Zika was an Italian football player.
That's because compared to similar tropical diseases like dengue, Zika symptoms are usually mild. But one thing has made this Zika outbreak especially scary.
Microcephaly.
Zika may be linked to microcephaly, a birth defect that results in abnormally small brains and heads. The condition is suddenly being found in thousands of babies born to pregnant women infected with Zika. Most are in Brazil. And for Mario Stevenson, that's where the Zika epidemic becomes personal as well as clinical.
My wife's cousin is expecting twins, and she is terrified about Zika.
Stevenson's wife is from northeast Brazil, where Zika has hit the country hardest. Her cousin hasn't been infected, but Stevenson is all too aware of the anxiety.
People are living in fear. It's very difficult for them to protect themselves in areas where mosquitoes are just everywhere. I mean, these are very wet, they're tropical climates. There's stagnant water everywhere.
Stevenson, a native of Scotland, met his wife in Brazil while doing work on the HIV virus there. The University of Miami and Brazilian scientists have been combating HIV together for years. Now Stevenson and his team have created a test to diagnose Zika more quickly and reliably.
And you're hoping that this will remedy that.
WLRN got a first look at the new test inside the lab at the UM Life Science building in Overtown.
The tests used now to detect the virus unfortunately cannot distinguish dengue from Zika. This test does that. It amplifies the genetic information of the Zika.
We need to develop a new vaccine against Zika.
Down the hall from Stevenson is pathology professor David Watkins. He too works closely with Brazil on viruses like HIV and dengue, and now a Zika vaccine.
This is the first time that Brazil has seen this virus. So nobody has any pre-existing immunity to it. And that probably is the reason that it is enjoying such explosive growth.
But this isn't the first time Watkins has seen Zika. In fact, you could say he and Zika grew up on the same street. Watkins is the son of a tropical agronomist, and he was born in Uganda, near the forest where the Zika virus was discovered. He has a number of battle plans on the board.
We could take the envelope, the outer surface of Zika, and put it into the yellow fever vaccine. We could make the...
Watkins also has a strong fondness for Brazil.
I would say that Brazil is my favorite country in the world.
His office is filled with stunning samba costumes from Rio de Janeiro carnival parades.
I've been in a parade 3 times.
And he speaks Portuguese, which comes in handy now during constant phone conferences on Zika with colleagues at Brazilian biomedical institutes like the Butantan in Sao Paulo. One of those Brazilians is Dr. Esper Callas, a vaccine expert at the University of Sao Paulo. He spoke to me by Skype, and he believes Brazil can help us get a better fix on how global warming could lead to Zika infection in the U.S.
The increase in temperature may set the stage for Zika to spread northbound, and I wouldn't be much surprised if you find a local transmission of this virus.
Back here in South Florida, many Brazilian expats say they're ready to help. Vera Joffe is a Sao Paulo native and a Coral Springs psychologist. She specializes in child development disorders, and she is keenly concerned about Brazil's microcephaly outbreak.
The Brazilian community here could help distribute reliable information to areas most affected, specifically to pregnant women and women who would like to get pregnant.
Joffe also points to one of Brazil's best-known assets.
Brazilian people are very resilient, and they have a very positive way to face crisis.
And we may see that this weekend when Brazil's annual Carnival celebration starts. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.